Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Color Purple is an iconic Pulitzer Prize-winning book written by Alice Walker that speaks about the power of hope, perseverance, and cyclical generational trauma. The novel was adapted into a Tony Award-winning musical by Marsha Norman. And Broadway at Music Circus will produce the highly acclaimed musical for the very first time. Joining us is Christina Acosta Robinson, who plays Shug Avery, and Ken Robinson, playing Albert, also known as Mista. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for making the trip. I just want to get this out of the way, a little bit of a backstory. Your husband and wife, you met at Yale School of Drama.
Yes.
Do the two of you perform together regularly?
Yes, actually. Well, lately we've been performing a lot together.
That's
and
right.
At first, we never planned it that way.
No.
And then I think people started to get the story that we are married, yeah. And then now we're working together all the time.
And we just look so good together.
I mean,
you do look so good. I'm kind of sad this is radio right now. So, well, if the fact that both of you are playing love interests as well, obviously,
yes.
Shug Avery and Albert, how does that dynamic, I guess, how do you approach that dynamic as a married couple playing different characters that are also love interests, which is an also complicated love dynamic?
Yeah. We trust each other, you know, having been married for 12 years and having known Christina as an actor for even longer, you know, there is no one I trust more on stage than I trust her. And it's really easy.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that extra work of, you know, trying to create any kind of chemistry or any kind of backstory, because we have our own and we bring that without trying to the story.
So it's easy to do, and hopefully it's easy to watch as well. You know?
Oh, I'm sure it is. Ken, you also did The Color Purple on Broadway.
I did,
That is amazing. How is this production going to be different at Broadway at Music Circus?
Oh my God, I was just talking to one of the consultants, and I was just saying how, because we're in the middle of the rehearsal process now, and I was saying how immersive it is, and
In the round, yes.
at the Music Circus, Sacramento Music Circus, on Broadway, you know, it's a traditional proscenium, so you got to watch. But with this production, you're in it. You are in this world.
The audience is in it. We're coming down the aisles.
Yes.
They're seeing it from all angles.
All angles.
It's really, and it's a perfect show to do that.
That's right. That's right. And it's not something you traditionally associate with. Mm-hmm. Immersion, you know, you just kind of like watch it and it's, you know, it's pretty and moving. But this one, I think you really get inside and feel a lot more.
What message do you think this musical, how do you think it resonates most with today's audiences?
Well, it's a story of finding your own strength and value. Celie goes through a lot, and we have been through a lot these last 2 years. And this character, she has gone through a lot. We learn all the traumatic things that she's been through. And by the end, you just see her stepping into her own value as a human being and learning and discovering who she is and finding her strength despite everything she's been through. She finds that that's something she can use to build herself, to make herself stronger and move forward. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so inspiring.
I would also add to that, one of the things I love in the musical that was certainly a lot more present in Alice Walker's book is that no one is just one thing. And I think you know, with the murder of George Floyd and the whole enlightening that the country and particularly theater is going through, we are all coming to realize what Bryan Stevenson often says is that we are more than the worst thing we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking from the character of Mister, mm-hmm. who undergoes his own transformation, I think Alice Walker is really encouraging us to acknowledge that all of us are more than the worst things mm-hmm. that we've done.
Yeah, yes. I mean, Ken, you're playing a character that, you know, some would view as a villain who
yes.
could be incredibly cruel.
Yeah.
Where did you find the humanity in Mister?
You know, in the book, in the book. And thank you for mentioning that, because, you know, it's so easy to dismiss the bad guys and, you know, just to write them off as bad. But every person, every human has a story, especially those that we want least to identify with. So really, you know, I had to go to the book and I really had to go inside myself. You know, I may not have abused my wife or anyone like that, but I've done some bad things. And surely I want to be redeemed from them. I want to do what I can to get past them. And I just had to look inside. So I'm really hoping that people get that from this production.
Yeah, I mean, the characters are just so layered, and Shug Avery is perceived initially as a woman with questionable morals, and it becomes clearer throughout The Color Purple that she's a compassionate, independent woman. How did you approach this character?
Well, this is my second time doing the part. I did it 8 years ago, and revisiting it, it's just so wonderful to just dig deeper. I love doing this part. I think that just like Ken said, that we're more than the worst things we've ever done. I think that applies to Shug Avery as well. So she inspires Celie, I think, to find her womanness, to step into her strength and her sexuality, and she's a real gift to Celie, and I think to Mister, he loves her for some reason. So, you know, I found, you know, you got to find those reasons why people love. You know, there's a line, everybody loves Shug, so it's not hard to find those things in her. They're in there. You'll see when you see the show.
Yeah. And I mean, The Color Purple is just so powerful in that. I mean, I go back to even when I watched the movie as a child, when preparing for this segment, and all those same feelings that I had as a child watching the film comes back. Yeah. It's something that transcends, you know, print to film and now music. What do you think music adds to The Color Purple?
I think music adds the emotion. You know, we don't traditionally think of the first movie as a musical, because it was a drama.
Yeah.
But there was so much music in the movie, and the musical got to really go back to the book, the original source, and pull more from that the movie wasn't able to do. So I really think that the original music in this musical adds emotion.
Movement.
Yes. And space, and you know that the movie, when you're watching it on the screen, just cannot do. It adds that humanity that you can only get with live theater.
Thank you both so much for joining us, Christina and Ken. Mm-hmm. And The Color Purple will actually debut next week, August 23rd to 28th. Christina Acosta-Robison plays Shug Avery, and Ken Robison plays Mista. Yes. And Broadway at Music Circus will produce the highly acclaimed musical, as I mentioned, next week. And we have all of that information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer Antonio Munez. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Like a waterfall, all a part of me, like the color purple, where do it come from? Open up your eyes, look what God has done. You better get back. Your husband probably wondering where you are.
Where you wanna be, Celie?
With you.